just put it to the test. Leave the rest, cause you're riding with the best. This right here is proven for success. So rule three.
Welcome to the Rule 3, the Breakdown Edition.
There's nothing you can do, so just to rule three. System will make you feel brand new. Your dreams must inspire you. So let's do rule three, rule three, rule three. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rule of Three, the Breakdown Edition. As always, I'm your host, I'm Jeff.
And, of course, I'm Rocky of BSS Carolinas, which you can follow us on Twitter, BSS Carolinas. Where can you watch and listen Rule of Three?
Spreaker, Twitter, a couple of different places. Really just Rule of Three podcast, man. If you search that, you'll find it.
All right, there you go. And, of course, we are sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting, which puts attitude in broadcasting.
Sure it does.
It does, actually.
I'm not going to bring my swag up yet.
You were talking before the show, you want some more swag.
Yeah, man.
All right. What do you want? Some Panthers in here?
Yeah, man. I'm looking at some Dallas Cowboys, but I don't see no Carolina Panthers.
We got Houston Astro. I got Cavs, man. Come on.
I mean, I'm cool with the LeBron thing. That's all good. I'm down with that.
I just
need to get some Carolina Panthers stuff in here, man.
I'll see if I can get some swag. Well, if they would start giving away some bobbleheads at the stadium.
They had to save money for Jerry Richardson's statue, man.
Listen, we talked a little bit about that before on the previous show. What are your thoughts on this 13-foot statue? Have you seen it in person?
I have. Okay. I've actually drive by it almost every day. So, it's fine, man. Who cares? Like, if you're a billionaire, you own a stadium, you own an NFL team, you want to build yourself a statue. I really don't think when it came down to it, it was his total decision. I think a lot of people wanted to do it. But you also have to remember the things that he's done. He brought professional football to this city. And that means a lot to people. The Carolina Panthers have now been a staple for over 25 years, and it's because of Jerry Richardson. I think it's a little weird. My thing, I'm more upset. I would have rather him just built a statue of him than those Panthers. Because how many – we're the Panthers. I get it. But how many Panthers do we need outside of the stadium? There's like 14 now. I'm just saying. I got no problem. I don't really care. I mean, I guess in the long run, I really don't care enough. What I'd rather, like, and this is terrible to say, but I'd rather have him been dead before they built him a statue. You know what I mean? Like, posthumously or whatever. Show my education. I don't know, dude. I can't talk. But, I mean, usually when people pass away, you build them a statue. But he gets to enjoy it while he's alive.
Here's the reason I don't like it, all right? Do you know where it's at? It's right in front of the entrance when you come out. So guess on Sundays, because I went to the soccer game this past week, and when we left, or when you go in, you have to go around it, all right? It's not a small statue around.
It is inconvenient.
It's very
placed.
Inconvenient, okay? Then it looks like Jimmy Johnson. It doesn't even look like Jerry. It looks like Jimmy Johnson.
Well, Jimmy Johnson's probably going to look like Jerry Richardson when he gets old and can't lift a smile no more.
His hair and all. I'm just the problem with me is, okay, you already got – he's got everything in Charlotte named after him already.
Mm-hmm.
All right, UNCC football stadium. He's got Wingate Wofford.
Mm-hmm. Wofford.
You know, it's named after him. He's got a boulevard, I think, somewhere.
Yeah.
Dude, what else you need?
He needed a 13-foot style statue.
Because I can tell you what's going to happen. What do you think's going to happen when Cam retires?
They're going to build him a statue.
Exactly. Where's it going to go?
Probably near Sam Mills' statue. Is it Sam Mills who's got a statue?
Sam Mills
has
got one.
Yeah, it's going to go by Sam Mills' statue.
13-foot statue. And then those ugly Panthers that you put.
Yeah, the Panthers are
like,
really ugly looking.
What,
this sounds pretty gross, but it looks like he's humping one. And it's really weird, okay?
The statue is pretty bad.
My thing is like, he's like, well, one Panther represents the offense and one represents the defense. What about special teams, man?
What about
they
two,
get no love?
What about the big two Panthers that are right there beside you?
That was my thing.
Anyway?
It's Panther overkill. I love it, though.
The statue is bad. No, it's a cool.
It's a terrible
I just
looking
think it's
statue.
Over too much of, you know, it's very inconvenient for fans coming in and out of the stadium.
Yeah.
I will say that.
But what other, man, I'm not going to rip Jerry Richardson just because, like, man, I have seen him. And now you go to a lot of games. You have season tickets. So you've probably seen him driving around on a golf cart, shaking people's hands, talking to people. He's a great dude.
I haven't said anything. Well, you know, if you really want to go into Jerry Richardson, you know, he keeps – he made sure Cam didn't get tattoos or something like that. You know, the character team, he keeps
it clean.
I want to say that, but then you had the whole Greg Hardy incident, which they all screwed that up.
That was a weird territory that nobody really knew what to do.
And they all screwed up. Yeah. You know, not just him.
The NFL did. Everybody. They did. Rivera did. Everybody.
So, you know, mostly, he's pretty clean cut. He's not Jerry Jones. We know that. And that's cool.
He ain't got Jerry Jones money either.
Well, that also, but you know, just and he does do a lot for the fans, but we'll see. Anyway,
all right, let's talk about the AFC Boston.
That's right, the AFC East.
I had it right.
I will go through. I hear you. The AFC least, I guess. Real fast, me and Bobby picked the Pats to go 11-5 because I don't think they. If you look at their early on schedule, with.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
With Garoppolo at quarterback, they play at Arizona to open up. That's a tough one. Home to Miami, home to the Texans, home to Buffalo. Yeah. Those, they can easily go 3-1.
See, I say they're going to go 12-4. And I actually think they go 2-2. I think they lose to the Texans. Wait, no, who did I have them lose to? I know everybody has them losing to Arizona.
Yeah.
Everybody in the world has the Pats being 0-1. And then I have them losing to is it the Bills? They play some – I don't know. Anyways.
They play the Bills.
The Bills. That's the other team I have them losing to. Right, Rex Ryan will pounce on the fact that Brady's not there. He'll go 2-2. They'll go 2-2 with Garoppolo. And then I think they go 10-2 when Brady comes back.
Okay.
Losing to probably the Jets at the Jets. And the Steelers or something like that. Somebody like that.
Well, they got at the Steelers. They're home to the Bengals, at the Steelers, at Bills, home to the Seahawks, at 49ers, at Jets, home to the Rams, Ravens at home, at Denver, home to the Jets, at
Miami. I mean, I could see 11-5, but I give Belichick and Brady a lot of credit, even though I don't like them. But
you got to give them credit.
I'll give them credit. They're going to go 12-4. But they're not going to win the division. No, I'm just kidding.
Me and Bobby talked on the show. There's a real chance for a team, I think, for Buffalo or Miami. If they're going to take a step forward, this better be the year. Because especially the first four games. They play Miami and Buffalo those first four games.
I think Buffalo will
be
them.
If one of those two teams can win those games, they possibly could win this division. Maybe. They have to win the early games, though.
Well, I should probably go ahead and tell you the rest of the team's records.
Who you got? Jets.
All right, so in the Jets, I've got going 9-7.
9-7. All right.
I got the Bills going 9-7.
9-7. All right.
And I have the Dolphins going 4-12.
Ooh.
I don't like Tannehill. They have other than
I don't know why he got your quarterback paid.
That doesn't matter to me. He's a terrible quarterback. He's terrible. So, Jarvis Landry's the only weapon they have on offense. I know they signed Arian Foster, but, I mean, if Arian Foster gets going, well, that's a whole totally different ballgame.
Jordan Cameron.
Nah, I don't care enough. He don't move the needle.
And they have another, the young receiver from last year.
Yeah, Landry.
No, he's young, but they drafted a wide receiver last year, too, that missed camp. But, you know, me and Bobby had the Jets going 4-12.
That's
crazy. Why not?
On that team?
Where?
At wide receiver, at defensive line, at linebacker.
Linebacker? Who? Name their linebackers.
I don't know it off the top of my head.
There you go.
That don't matter. I can't name the Patriots. I can't name the Patriots linebackers.
Listen, even Ryan Fitzpatrick, this was before Ryan Fitzpatrick signed. They were going 3-13. I picked them going 3-13. Bobby's got them going 4-12. Because you lose Chris Ivory. You sign Matt Forte on offense. We don't – I'm sorry. If last time we checked, Matt Forte is on the other side of 30.
Sure.
Okay. Brandon Marshall, sure. Eric Decker is a solid number two receiver.
Yeah.
But I just think the other teams will step up.
They got a great offensive line.
They don't have a great offensive line. Who?
Nick Mangold? He's still one of the best centers in the league.
Okay, they got – who else?
Well, they lost to Brickashaw. Sure, but they have another – they have other guys. Dude. They still have one of the they still have one of the better offensive lines in the league.
They lost Damon Harrison on the defensive line. They've lost some other key pieces.
They still got Muhammad Wilkerson. That dude's a beast.
Who is on and off. He's not Kawan Short, I'll take over Muhammad.
Sure, I would too, but that don't mean he's not good. That's like being like, hey.
Offensively.
It's not J.J. Watt.
Listen, offensively, you got outside of Marshall, okay? Decker is, you know, hit and miss on seasons. But on offense, who you got at quarterback? If Ryan Fitzpatrick don't play well, which he didn't in the last game of the season.
Okay.
Okay. Who's your backup? Geno. Really? You trust Geno Smith to go win games? I don't.
No, but I don't look at people's backup quarterbacks when I check their record. Now, I had the advantage of doing this when Ryan Fitzpatrick is the quarterback.
Even Ryan Fitzpatrick.
I think that's going to be the biggest thing you whiff on all year because I almost will guarantee you they'll be in the playoff hunt.
Why? Give me a reason why.
I just told you why.
Where?
Their wide receivers are great.
They're not great.
Brandon Marshall and Eric Decker are one of the best duos
Eric
in the league.
Eric Decker is not great. He's
I didn't say he was great. I said they are great. Are great. Because Brandon Marshall is going to let Eric Decker get open. And when Eric Decker's hot, he's going to let Brandon Marshall get open. And Ryan Fitzpatrick.
But you're forgetting something.
What?
They added a running back that is over the age 30. We don't know what this guy's going to do. They lost to Ferguson is a huge loss.
I know that Matt Forte can catch the hell out of the ball out of the backfield.
If he stays healthy.
Sure, but he's only not been healthy once.
Which was last year.
Okay, everybody gets hurt.
At over the age of 30, that's when they start going downhill.
I mean, Adrian Peterson's over 30.
Adrian Peterson's one of the best all-time running backs of all time.
Sure, and Matt Forte is not on that list with Forte Peterson. Is good.
He is good, but
but when I look, I don't go, hey, they lost Chris Ivory, and then they signed Matt Forte. I didn't look at that.
I looked at Ferguson, there's other people
lost. Okay, yeah, DeBrickshaw Ferguson is the worst loss they took.
There's other people they lost. It's not like that's the only thing.
But they have their core is what matters. And they have a solid core.
I disagree.
And I'm also not going to take away anything from Todd Bowles, who I think is going to be one of the best head coaches in the league.
We will see.
He had a good
first season.
Yep.
He did.
And he did it with what? All these guys he's still got.
No, he doesn't have all the guys. You just said it.
Okay, I told you he lost to Brickshaw Ferguson. Like, it's crazy.
It's not crazy. It's realistic that they could go with a losing record.
Sure.
Absolutely.
7-9 is a losing record.
Listen, they lost to Mario Davis, linebacker. Let me go through the list.
Okay, go ahead.
They lost Damon Harrison to the Giants. They lost Chris Ivory, which to me is still a huge loss. Antonio Cromartie is not coming back. Last time I checked, Darrell Revis is not getting younger, and he was getting burnt last year. In case you didn't realize that. They lost Stephen Ridley. Okay, not a big one. Nope. Antonio Allen.
Not a big one.
They added Kerry Robinson. They lost a cornerback. They lost Jeremy Curley. They added Matt Forte. Steve McClendon was a good defensive tackle they added. Besides that, I mean, you switch out McClendon for Harrison.
I'm looking at their losses, and I'm going.
And DeBrickshaw Ferguson.
Okay, we've established DeBrickshaw Ferguson is a loss. I will give you that. But other than that, I'm like, okay, Antonio Cromartie, he's old. I mean, I like him. I like Cromartie, and I'm going. Okay, you lost Chris Ivory, but you got Matt Forte and Kyrie Robinson.
And your starting quarterback is going to be Ryan Fitzpatrick, which, by the way, has never had consecutive winning seasons anywhere he's been. He's not that good of a quarterback.
We're just going to move on because I just agree to disagree.
Okay, that's fine.
Am I sitting here saying that Ryan Fitzpatrick's Peyton Manning? No.
No, he is not that good of a quarterback. I'm just saying, with the talent he has, it all depends what Matt Forte does. If Matt Forte stays healthy and gets over 1,000 yards rushing, then
he doesn't need that. I'm going to tell you why. Because they have Bilal Powell. They have Kyrie Robinson, and they have Matt Forte. Matt Forte is not going to be the low carrier there because they have three solid running backs.
All right. No, they I disagree. We'll agree to disagree because Powell is not a – he's okay.
He's great out of the backfield when he's out screens. He's getting bubbles. That's what he made his money on last year.
All right. Well, I picked the Jets to go 3-13. Bobby's got them 4-12.
Oh,
you've gotten them 9-7.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait.
For what?
I can't
Football season?
No, I can't wait for y'all to be wrong.
We're not going to be wrong.
Wrong.
Dude, I don't see where you see all the talent.
I just don't know how you don't see them.
Easy. I just went over who they have.
And you just said all their good players are scrubs, and they're not.
I didn't say all the players are scrubs. I said Fitzpatrick is a scrub. I said Eric Decker is at best a number two.
He is the second receiver.
By the way, Brandon Marshall is a one, but he's getting older too. This team is really old. They're not getting younger.
Nobody's getting younger. Unless you got some miracle elixir.
Matt Forte is over 30, and he was hurt last year. Let's see how he does this year. I don't have a lot of faith that he's going to play the whole year.
I'm not saying he's rushing for 1,000 yards, but he's going to do what he's going to be solid.
He needs to have a huge year for them to make the playoffs because Fitzpatrick's not going to have another 31 touchdowns and 15 interceptions season. He's not. He's never had those type of seasons.
Except last year.
He had one good year out of 15 years or 10 years.
It's not bad.
See how he does it this year.
Well, we will.
The Dolphins, I've got them going 9-7, second in the division. Bobby's got them going 6-10. I've got a little bit more faith because I think the team is a lot better than people are thinking. And this is a good chance. Adam Gase is supposed to be a quarterback guru. See what he does.
We'll see.
You know, and a lot of it's going to depend on Arian Foster and the running back they got from Alabama. Anyway, I got Dolphins going 9-7 second divisions. The Bills signed Reggie Bush to a one-year deal today. You got them going 9-7. Bobby's got them going 9-7. I got them going 7-9. Same problem with them, quarterbacks. I don't trust any of three of these quarterbacks in this division.
I mean, Tyrod Taylor is okay. He's going to do a lot with his legs.
He's in a contract year, so.
If I had to choose between, I won't say that. If I had to choose out of the four quarterbacks, Tyrod Taylor would be the last one I take. I would take Brady, obviously. Then I would take, and you're going to hate me for saying this, but I would take Fitzpatrick, and I would take Ryan Tannehill. I don't like Ryan Tannehill. I don't think he's good above the ears. I just don't think he has it.
Really.
I just don't think he has it. I would take Fitzpatrick over Ryan Tannehill, especially for that contract.
I can't argue with that one. But yeah,
we just disagree on the Miami thing because I look at it and I don't see the talent. Just like you don't see the talent on the Jets. I don't see the talent anywhere on the Dolphins.
Dolphins has added Mario Williams. Okay, whatever. But they have one of the best safeties in the league on defense. They still have Jarvis Landry.
Yeah,
they got Jordan Cameron at tight end.
Tell me when the last time he was good.
You talking about the offensive line? You added Laremy Tunsil if he plays.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they have a good offensive line, not great, decent. It's about the same as the Jets.
Yeah,
and then right now, and the running back. Yeah, I think the running back from Alabama is gonna play huge.
I just look. And I look at the Jets, I go, I'd rather have their running backs. I'd rather have their quarterbacks.
No, I'd rather have their running back.
I
wouldn't really have Fitzpatrick.
I'd rather have their combo of receivers than just Jarvis Landry. Their tight end, yes, is better in Miami. Although, I keep hearing about Jordan Cameron, and I'm like, when's the last time he was good? When's the last time he wasn't hurt?
When's the last time Fitzpatrick? I mean, he had one good season last year.
And that's what we're going off of. At least,
Ryan
Fitzpatrick is a sub 500 quarterback.
Devontae Parker is the other receiver, and they got Kenny Stills at wide receiver.
I don't trust rookies.
No,
but I'm gonna tell you what. I do like Devontae Parker. I liked him from Louisville. He's really good. I mean, he could be it. But I'd take Brandon Marshall and Eric Decker over him.
Okay.
All right, let's move on.
Anyway, let's move on.
Let's get some college football in here.
Yeah,
now.
We're gonna talk all day about the NFL here.
Yeah, we got weeks and weeks.
Let's go on. We'll see what happens though. I'm gonna get your opinion on next week on the AFC North, and we'll break it down a little bit more. The ACC announces preseason all conference team. Clemson leads with 10 selections. ACC, let's go to the Atlantic. Boston College, Clemson, Florida State, Louisville, NC State. NC State head coach says offense will be much more tempo, high tempo with new OC, I hope. Syracuse and Wake Forest.
All right, so this is who I got in the Atlantic, bottom to top. Okay?
Good.
Wake Forest is last. Syracuse, Boston College. These two could flip-flop, but I'd probably say NC State, then Louisville's better than them. And I really think this all just comes down to a night in October in Tallahassee. And then it's Clemson and Florida State. I will never sit here and tell you that Florida State will lose. So I have Clemson, and then I have Florida State. And that's just me being a homer. I'm not taking anything away from Clemson. I think they're really good. I think they'll go 11-1. I just think Florida State will be 12-0.
Didn't Sean McGuire win the job?
Not officially yet. Jimbo hasn't said yet. I don't know what to do about them when it comes to the quarterback situation. I would rather see Sean McGuire start because of who we play first. Because we play Ole Miss first, I don't want to throw a redshirt freshman out there. Although the last time we did that, it worked out really, really well. I just don't.
Malik Henry?
No, it'll be DeAndre Francois.
Oh, okay.
Malik Henry will be really good, though. I'm going to tell you that. It's going to be like 3 years from now. But he is going to be really good. DeAndre Francois and Sean McGuire have been battling back and forth. Jimbo, unless I missed something, which I don't know if I did, I hope I didn't, but I would rather see Sean McGuire start because we play Ole Miss first. If we weren't playing Ole Miss and we were playing, you know, some scrub team, I would rather see DeAndre Francois so he can get some game time in. When it comes to Clemson, the problem I have with them, and this is why I give Florida State the edge, Florida State returns all 11 starters on the offense, and Clemson just lost so many pieces. Now, they lost a lot of pieces the year before, too.
They lost a lot on defense.
Yeah.
Not offensively, though.
No, I mean, they lost their tight end. They lost a decent receiver. But, I mean, they have the best player in college football. So, I'm not taking anything away from Clemson. I just look and I go, okay, Florida State, you're bringing back, like, 9 starters on defense and all 11 starters on offense, where Clemson is going to have to fill some holes in. What do you think?
We're going to look, the Atlantic's a two-team race.
Sure.
I'm an NC State fan. We ain't got a chance.
Especially without that quarterback.
Well, Jacoby Brissett hurts. Yeah. We're still trying to figure out who's going to be quarterback because we got a new OC and everything. But I'm not going through the work. Who cares after top two wear belts finish?
Well, I just thought you'd be interested because I know you're a State fan. I just thought you'd be interested to see where I thought State fell.
Yeah,
and I think third or fourth is pretty good.
I agree with you. Probably right with Louisville seems about right because Wake Forest is a mess. Boston College, they still got a team. Syracuse, I mean, there's a
Boston
three.
College will throw an upset one day. No, they always will. Throw an upset
they
every
do.
Year.
They do. They did last year.
Yeah, they beat USC.
Those three teams are pretty bad. They're in rebuilding
mode. Oh, Wake Forest, Syracuse, Boston College?
Yeah.
Oh, they're terrible.
They're
yeah.
terrible. They're in rebuild.
They're dumpster
be
fires. It's so
right.
bad.
So, NC State and Louisville seems about right. Clemson and Florida State, of course. You're going through the schedule for, you know, looking at the schedule for Florida State.
FSU has a rough schedule in terms of ACC. Now, you start bringing up the SEC stuff. Yeah, it doesn't look as harsh. But when you talk about just looking at the ACC schedules, they have one of the hardest.
So, Ole Miss is at home, right?
It's a neutral site.
Neutral
it's,
site.
I believe
right.
it's in Orlando.
All right. So, you know, that's going to be a tough game.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Chad
because
Kelly?
Chad Kelly is supposed to be the greatest thing ever this season. So we'll see. You know, since Eli and Mississippi.
Charleston, that's not saying much, yeah. but okay.
Charleston Southern is the next week.
Yes.
And then at Louisville, at UCF.
But let me tell you, can I just cut you off real quick?
Go.
Charleston Southern. The tricky thing about them, yes, they're at FBS school, but they run – no, listen, they run the triple option, okay? And no matter who you play, the triple option is a difficult – it is taxing. It's not hard to beat. Like, we'll beat them. We'll probably beat them by 4 or 5 touchdowns. But it's the constant chop blocking. It's the constant taking out of your knees that makes you worried as a Florida State fan, because you worry about those defensive linemen getting rolled up, which is how they run it down there, just like Georgia Tech.
But the good thing about what the good thing to stop a triple option that you need is speed.
And
Florida State, that. Come on.
And I'm not saying it's going to be a close one.
The only thing they have to do is play discipline.
And
you got to cover the gaps. You can stop the triple option.
And we play Georgia Tech every year, so it's not like we're
right.
not used to
but
it.
But you don't never see it.
Yeah.
But Charleston Southern, and then you got at Louisville. Mm-hmm. Can be a, you know, I don't think y'all
you'll have
worry
to
about
see what they are.
I personally think the one you'll have to worry about a little bit more will be the South Florida game.
Yeah.
The next week, because they have been proven every single year.
Yeah.
They were 8-5 last year. People are picking them to do some damage this year in that weak conference that they have, which I can't believe is actually a conference, the AAC. So
the American?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you got UNC. So watch USF games, an upset alert.
Yeah.
Then they play home to Carolina the next week. Then at Miami. Mark Brick coming to Miami, you know, we'll see.
Second best quarterback in the entire nation.
Who?
Brad Kaya.
Oh, yeah.
That boy is no joke.
So that's another, you know how it is, Miami and Florida State.
Oh, it's
that's
a rivalry.
Always,
oh, it's going to be a close game. Yeah. It always will be.
You know, and then you got Wake the week after, and then Clemson at home.
That's the one.
You know, that's the one. But don't forget the week after that, everybody in Florida State knows NC State is always
a rough.
Upset
no,
alert.
You're talking to a diehard Florida State fan here, and it is rough. It is rough going to NC State, and it makes me nervous every year. Now, if we were playing them at home, I'd say we beat them by three touchdowns.
No, it's
but it's something about at NC State. Ever since Chuck Amato went there, it's been rough.
Yeah, and of course we got rid of him.
Yeah, that was dumb. He's a good coach.
but then you got home BC at Syracuse and home to Florida. Now, Florida is another one.
Jim McElwain, they have great talent.
Florida's got really good talent, like you were saying, and I'm telling you, they are much improved.
That's what I'm saying. Florida State has the hardest schedule in the ACC because not only do we play all of our conference games, we also play two SEC schools.
I mean, if you look at the games, really the one that stands out, of course, is the Clemson game. But after that, I think the Miami, you know, is probably the
– I would say Florida. I'd say Miami's still not – they don't have the talent Florida has.
If you guys get through the whole – all these games and get to Florida undefeated, you'll beat Florida.
Yeah. I think we'll beat Florida anyways, but
– if you lose to Clemson, I could see you guys losing to Florida.
It depends, like if Clemson got beat somewhere. Right. I mean, it's all relative. But let's be honest, it all comes down to a night knock. Is it October? It's October.
It is October 29th.
Yes, 10 days after my birthday. So
all right, so where you got Florida State finishing record-wise? What do you think, 12-0, 11-1?
12-0 or 11-1, it's going to be one of those. It all comes down to Clemson. I think we win. Actually, I could almost come up with a theory as to why both Clemson and Florida State could get into the college football playoffs. Now, we'll talk about that when we get more in-depth.
Yeah, we can talk about that.
Yeah, but we're just focusing on what we're doing here in the ACC. But I do think that either Clemson will be 12-0 and Florida State will be 11-1, or Clemson will be 11-1 and we'll be 12-0.
Talking about Clemson real fast, they opened up at Auburn September 3rd, and then actually it's a neutral game. And then they're home to Troy. Troy, really? Home to South Carolina State at Georgia Tech.
See, they play two FBS schools.
Good job there, Dabo. Home to Louisville, at BC, home to NC State, at Florida State, home to Syracuse, home to Pitt, at Wake, and home to South Carolina. Wow.
Pretty easy.
After the first game of the season.
And then Florida State.
And Florida State. Everybody else is at home. You on the road to Georgia Tech.
That triple option is always a key thing. If you are not prepared to play it, you will get beat by it. We lost to Georgia Tech last year. Florida State lost to Georgia Tech last year. It was a blocked kick, but return for a touchdown, which, by the way, ESPN ranked as the number one game in college football last year, which broke my heart because I had to watch it again.
Oh, That would. That would be rough.
It was hard to watch.
I don't see them losing any games.
I don't either. That's what I'm
with
saying.
With that schedule, you know, I.
So you tell me, what do you, you never told me what you think Florida State's going to do. You're not going to offend me. I'm not going to argue with you because I know I'm a homer.
I think Florida State could win. I think they go at least, I think they go 11-1.
Just losing to Clemson?
I don't know. I think they actually beat Clemson because they lost last year to Clemson. Mm-hmm. I think they'll be up for this game.
Yeah.
I think they'll lose one of those, I'm not being a homer, NC State.
No, but I think NC State's Miami, a real game.
I think Miami, NC State, they always do this, though. They lose one of those games they shouldn't when they are going deep. And I think they will. I think Sean McGuire will be fine. Playing the ACC, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
You know, I think Miami game, like you were talking about, with a good quarterback, is on getting them some fits.
Yeah. I mean, we had struggle with them last year, too.
Yeah.
So let's move on to the Coastal, which that's a sham of a
– Oh, we're going to spend time on it?
Sigh. Yeah, I mean, who do you think is going to win?
Let me flip a coin.
I got three. Like, I need a dice. I don't need a coin. I need a dice. I mean, who's on one side and who's on the other? Because I'm looking at it and I'm going, one, two, three. I'm looking at three teams that could win it, possibly.
Look, I'm going to use my Super Bowl coin to figure out who's going to win this conference.
Okay.
I will go with Duke and Carolina because everybody else sucks.
I got Duke finishing fifth.
You got Duke finishing fifth? Who you got first?
Miami. I think Mike Rick.
Oh, Miami is there.
That's yeah, right. Okay. Mark Rick.
I'll take Miami and Carolina.
That's my one and two.
All right, let's see. We're going to flip, see who.
You didn't assign anybody anything there, all
right? The February 1st side is going to be the one without the logos is going to be
Miami. UNC. Okay, Miami.
And, of course, that would be. UNC.
Check out UNC.
We got UNC winning.
I have Miami winning just because they're the only team I'm looking at that says elite head coach, elite quarterback. Those two combos, always a good thing. Plus, Miami's full of speed and talent. They always have it. I don't think it's there yet. I think in 3 years, Mark Rick is going to have this program running like a freight train because they are going to be really good.
And maybe people will actually show up games.
Yeah, well, they got a smaller stadium now, so it might actually look like people are there.
Yeah. So, I'll go.
Because if it ain't the Florida State game, don't nobody go watch them.
I think, honestly, between UNC and Miami, UNC's got a real good chance to win it because they got a lot of talent. They got people coming back.
Who's their quarterback?
Yeah,
they're,
don't ask me that.
No, I mean, like, did their quarterback from last year leave?
I don't think so.
I think he went to the – well, he didn't get drafted, but he left. I think he was too old. It was like Marquise Williams or something along those lines. I can't think of it. That's the problem with college football. There's so many names. It's hard to keep up with them. And unless you devote, like, all your attention to one conference, it's almost.
I blame the NCAA football for not being around no more.
Yeah, man, it's hard.
You can play that game and you can get used to it, of all the players.
But anyway, so just while you're looking that up, I got Pitt coming in last. Virginia Tech, they got a new coach coming in, so they're going to fall off. First year without Frank Beamer. I think Duke's going to be on a down year. Hopefully, I hope this is just a rebuilding year for Duke. Duke has been very good in football in terms of Duke football. I hope that they take this year, reload, come back, and get back up towards the top. I got Virginia. They've got a good coach, good quarterback. They're good coach and a good quarterback, not like Miami. Georgia Tech, you never know, man. I think they're retooling, but that triple option. That triple option is just so different, and it's hard for people to deal with on a weekly basis. And then I got UNC, and then I got Miami winning it.
Marquise Williams left last year.
That's
he's a senior.
Man, I got the name right and everything. Yeah.
Mitch Trubisky is named starting quarterback this year.
Okay, so that's – I will take Brad Kaya over Mitch Mitsky.
I'm taking Mitch Trubisky. He's a junior from Ohio to lead this offense because I think they got enough talent to do some damage.
They got good running backs, for sure.
That's That's the reason I think they'll do some damage. So you got, we got Florida. You got
I have Florida State, Miami.
And Miami. I got Florida State, UNC. I'll go Florida State in the ACC championship. How many teams from the ACC make the Final Four playoffs real fast? And then we'll close the show on that.
It'll probably only be one, but I would, depending on what happens in some other conferences, I could possibly see both Clemson and Florida State making it. They have one of them. It has to be one of them has to go 12-0, and one of them has to go 11-1. Like, it has to be like that. If it's not that, if you lose more than one game, you're out. Mm-hmm. And I think if it's Florida State and Clemson, the only losses to the other one, then that's going to play a big difference. They both have to look dominating, though. Because I just, real quick. I look at the Pac-12. I don't see anybody good out there. I think Utah actually will probably end up winning the Pac-12. No, they lost their quarterback. They lost Hogan. I like McCaffrey, but I don't think he's enough to sustain a championship run. Utah's got a great defense. They have one of the best offensive lines in the entire country, and they have a decent quarterback. I think the Big Ten's a little shaky. The Big 12's obviously shaky. That's Oklahoma's to lose. And the SEC is going to be weird this year because Alabama's retooling, and they have a brutal schedule this year. It's rough. Even in terms of SEC play, it's rough.
And next week on the show, we'll do SEC.
Yep.
Breakdown, okay. And I think the Big Ten is going to be the big one to watch out for, because if Ohio State and Michigan is as good as they should be, they could make it.
Ohio State lost a lot of players.
They did, but you know how they reload.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I mean, those type of teams, Florida State, Ohio State, Alabama.
And they still got Barrett back. So
yeah.
If you get your starting quarterback back for next season, that's a huge plus.
That is always a big deal.
So I do think they might – I think they do get two ACC teams in the Final Four.
I think it's a possibility.
Because I think Clemson, Florida State can do it and will.
All right.
So, you got anything else?
Nah, that's going to do it. You got anything?
Just make sure you catch the Breakdown Sports Show, BSS Carolinas, on Thursdays at 10 o'clock. And make sure you watch us or listen to us every week at 6:30 every Monday.
And don't worry, if you watch BSS Carolinas on Thursday mornings on Periscope, I'm usually on there chatting it up, telling these guys why they're wrong.
He tries to.
All right, that is going to do it for this week of the Rule of Three, the Breakdown Edition. As always, I'm your host. I'm Jeff.
And I'm Rocky, and you can catch us everywhere.
Good day.